American media is a business, and it has a mission, not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with the capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good day. This is Sean Kennedy reporting to you from the internet for Monday, August 29th, 2005. And this would be Newsreel, your daily report as a wild counterculture defeats the evil of the core political tyranny in our preparation for the next evolution. Rand Media is taking a stand for free speech today, and just by listening, you are too. Freedom for everyone. You can read all the news stories along with me by going to my live journal, provided I remember to post, but like I did on Friday, where
Oops.
I didn't post until like 6 o'clock in the evening. I'm like, what did I forget to do today?
Ah!
You know,
today was so easy. It was a breeze. I didn't have to do anything.
Today was great. It's great having a day off. It's Wednesday. Yeah, it's nice having a day off. I'm just, you know, complete and total brain fart. But anyway, where was I? Oh yeah, the live journal. When I decide to post to it, like some big loser.
When you feel like it. When you get around.
When I get around to it. When I'm feeling. When it's hen day. It's at Sean SEAN _ Kennedy.livejournal.com. This would be a free radio broadcast that can be heard on Rant Radio, which is hot and pretty tempting. Wild Bunch Radio, which is also hot. WNY Media Network, KJAG Radio, Radio306.com, OspreyRadio.info, Extreme Radio Tampa, and SRN1. And you yourself are free to distribute this broadcast any way you see fit, which could be anyway, really. I mean, you can talk about
lots of ways.
Some people came up with some interesting ideas about how to distribute that. But how has your weekend been, Sim?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good.
I bailed out on filming with Sim on Saturday, as I'm normally beholden to do, as I went and I did a firearms course.
Yeah, you did something productive.
I'm really happy about
home.
That. I'm happy at that. Yeah, I said, well, which that'd be okay, too. It's okay to sleep. Sleep heals
sleep
a lot of stuff.
Good,
you know,
yeah.
It's good, it's
you
good.
Need it.
Maverick told me that. He said sleep heals a lot of things.
Yes.
But, no.
How'd that go?
It was good. It was good. I had four tests. See, in Canada, because we're under the big oppressor state, in order to buy a gun, you have to do a test. You have to be trained. You have to go see an instructor.
Training's
who's certified.
Good.
Yeah, I suppose. You know,
Yahoos
I mean,
with guns are not good. People
well,
that
it's
don't
not
know
like you walk into
them.
A gun store and some guy's like, oh, which end does the bullet come out of? Can I buy it? You know, I mean, whatever. And if you do, well, that's natural selection. So, well, anyway, you have to take this special course. You have to pay a guy. There's all kinds of fees. And you have to take a course to buy weapons that are, there's like three classifications. There's non-restricted, restricted, and prohibited. Prohibited is anything that's black and scary looking. Things that look like assault weapons are restricted or prohibited. You can't buy them.
You can get a license for prohibited weapons.
You can. If you got one before and you grandfathered in, you know, my grandfather had this Tommy gun he brought back from the Second World War. And, you know, it's really crazy. Canadian law is just all messed up. For example, there are the non-restricted stuff you can keep in your car with ammo.
What?
In a case, yeah.
What?
It's totally legal in BC. I can drive around with like the backseat shotgun rack, you know, the shotgun there? You know, and a bandolier or a shotgun ammo hanging up? Legal. Totally legit. Can do it. Straight up.
Why don't we see it?
Well, I'm going to do it. I don't know about anyone else, but you can bank that I'm going to be packing
you heat. Can, you can leave this gun in your car by itself, sitting in a parking lot
legally,
with ammo.
Legally? Not loaded. Legally? Yes, you can. It's not smart to leave it in plain view because it'll be stolen, right?
Right.
But, yeah, legally you can do that.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy.
That's not a very well-known
now,
thing.
for example, there's all these assault weapons that are you know, a lot legal. And there was Kim Campbell, who's this big bitch who, like, banned all these assault weapons, right? But all these other weapons have come out, so some weapons are illegal and other weapons are not illegal. For example, if I try go, or prohibited, rather.
Yes.
If I go try to buy myself a, like, an FN rifle, okay, like this big British, you know, assault rifle. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, it's actually a Fabrique National, it's a French rifle. But anyway, blah, blah, blah. It used to be Canadian's battle rifle. That's prohibited. But like an M16 or a C7 or whatever, that's just restricted.
An M16 is restricted.
And check this out. 50 caliber rifles are not even restricted. I could have a 50 caliber sniping rifle in my trunk with ammo without a problem. Zombie.
What?
Just to get... Yeah. the Canadian laws on guns.
They roll the dice on each gun.
No, it's like there was like five different governments came through and sort of did this hodgepodge, and you wind up with the it's like spaghetti code legality. It's just
so there's no way to really determine. You have to look up the gun. There's not like
Well, most gun stores know which guns are because there's like a list and stuff, but
you can't determine by the type of gun.
There's certain links. Any pistol less than, I think, 410 millimeters and any rifle smaller than 600 or barrel leg less than 660 millimeters.
Okay, so there are some rules that you can
follow.
Yeah,
like I can't get a belly gun like a Derringer. Yeah. You know, I can have a 50 caliber, but I can't have a Derringer.
Okay.
You know, I can have like a Glock, but you can't have a Derringer. You know, it's weird. Unless you're an armorer. If you go through all the jumps and the hoops and you list yourself as an armorer, you can buy machine guns.
Okay.
Load up. Yeah, it's bizarre.
Okay.
But people can come to your house. They can inspect your shit.
Oh.
And they're like, let's see your armory. And you're like, yes. And you take it down to your basement. And you go, this is my armory. Na, 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 na. Right, and you got your back.
Thank you for showing us your armory.
Thank you for showing us your armory.
At
another random time. At another random place. Yeah, it's bizarre. But very cool people. The guy who taught the course, vegan.
Yep.
Vegan shooter. Very
vegan,
cool guy.
Yeah.
Vegan. I'm trying to remember to go from vegan to vegan.
The correct pronunciation.
For those of you who are culturally sensitive, unlike myself.
That's right. I'll get all mad if you pronounce it wrong.
Oh, yeah. Bad.
I'll foam at the mouth and stomp out.
That's right. That's right. Oh, that's it. Slam. Okay.
He's not respecting my culture.
You don't respect my culture? No, I don't, actually, at all. Yeah. You know why? Because where's the vegan space program? Where is that? It doesn't exist.
Yeah, we just don't have the funds, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know it, as you can tell by the music in the background. But anyway, there's music in the background.
Is there?
It's Frontline Assembly.
The
Millennium
Very
album.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah, because that's, the song at the end is like the first track from the album, which is Vigilante. And there's a great quote at the beginning from Falling Down, which I love. You know,
very nice.
We are not the same. I'm an American. You're a sick asshole. And that's the truth, you know. Gradually, I find myself, I'm joining the Sith, I think. I find myself kind of drifting that way. I'm getting more
the
and
dark
more
side?
Yeah, the dark side's calling. Yeah, I'm not totally going Republican yet. Like, Smokey isn't, like, over there, but he's getting very Emperor Palpatine, I'm finding, you know. And he's like, you know, totally. Well, there's certain things that, you know, you can't argue with the Republicans about, because it seems that the left wing can't get their shit together for 20 seconds. They can't accomplish anything. I'm getting pissed off with all these left wing fucking hippies who can't accomplish a single goddamn thing. Like, why is it that the Republicans have control? Has anyone ever thought about this? Why is the conservatives got all the power?
Because they have all the money.
Bingo! Now, why do they have the money?
Because they're greedy. Grabastic, greedy fucks.
Right. And is that the reason why? Because they're grabastic, greedy fucks?
Yeah.
So it seems then that being a grabastic, greedy fuck is effective.
To get to what you want,
yes. Yeah,
and
so,
what they want is usually quite evil. And
Stop now. What if you were a grab-assed, greedy fuck who was not out for number one, though? Grab-assed, greedy fuck and out for number one are not totally, you know, synonymous. It's common, but it's like having, like...
So how are you going to make it to that point without being a grab-assed, greedy fuck?
Well, you just
fuck?
Have to kind of be fanatical.
So bend your balls for a while, and then hopefully you won't be corrupted at the end, and then all of a sudden... Use it for good.
Well, that's a theory.
Yeah.
It's a theory.
Go undercover for so long and...
Well, you can't... It's about compromise of your morals, right? If you don't compromise your morals, and it's also about sacrifice for the greater good, without going on a big Ayn Rand kind of thing here, where a sacrifice is more... But you do have to... There's a certain amount of sacrifice is required in order to achieve your goals. Now, again, I'm not all about chopping down the rainforest and slave laboring kids, okay? I'm all about, like, why don't we just arm the natives? But anyway.
If the ends justify the means, I mean...
Well, if the ends... I kind of believe that, in a way. I kind of think that if the goal here is to save the rainforests, and you achieve the saving of the rainforest, it becomes how much danger the rainforest in. Like, if you have... The countdown clock is really getting close to the end there.
Yeah.
And I don't agree... With this violent, like, I don't agree with tree spiking, for example. I don't agree with that.
Because that can hurt people.
Because that kills loggers.
Yes.
Right? And it...
A better solution would be to attack the machines.
Bingo. Sabotage. Okay.
Still not the perfect solution, a better solution.
It's definitely preferable.
Preferable than killing people.
Yes. Okay. Now, that's still illegal.
And also kind of bad.
And is actually called eco-terrorism.
Yes.
And you are then an eco-terrorist.
Yeah, you could go to jail, therefore, by defeating your original purpose by not being effective in jail.
You could be shot.
I mean, yeah. that's possible now, too.
Yeah, the loggers don't like it. They lose their jobs and stuff like that.
Well,
they can't
a lot
do
of these loggers have guns out there, too, because they're like, oh, they're for bears. Why are there notches all over it with peace symbols that you've crossed out? They're peaceful bears. You know, so you got to watch that, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you buy the ticket, you take the ride. If you choose to go the eco-terrorism route, you know, you've got your own reasons for that.
Be prepared for the consequences.
Yeah, be prepared. Don't go whining to me afterwards because you're like, I got beat up in jail. Well, dude, what
that's
do you suppose? I mean, if you've decided to fight...
Look for a better plan.
You know, that's the way it is. And I'm not saying I agree with ecoterrorism, but I understand it.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, it sucks to try to breathe when there is no air. You
yes.
know, that's hard.
And when you fear for the planet,
you
take extreme measures.
Keyhole map, Google Map Earth, Google Earth, British Columbia.
Yeah.
There's the highways.
Go off the beaten path.
All the trees along the highways. And then once you get out of the visual range of the highways where the trees are, it's strip mine for dirt.
Just go over one mountain. One mountain over.
Yeah, and it's nothing. It's
nothing
slash
there.
And fucking burn. Yeah, it's really sad.
Yeah, it's very scary when I first saw that.
Yeah, very,
it was like, whoa.
Not cool.
Where's the forest?
Not cool. Yeah, we're supposed to have a forest here? No. On to the feedback. Dear SK. So I was listening to the RR Talk stream and Newsreel 1705. You see, I don't have to number anything because
they do it.
Number it.
No, I actually Newsreel... number it. And they read it off of that.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, I have to number it.
I didn't know. Okay, you numbering
be.
Anything? Okay, that's it. We got to mix them up.
We got to
mix them up now. No, because I say it. In the beginning.
You say that, okay? They could have got it from there.
Yeah, they could have got it from there. And he probably did because he said he was listening to this stream and he got the show number from it.
It shows on WinAmp.
Oh, does it?
Yes.
Well, that's cool. Yep. That's cool. I mean, I'm not.
Who
like,
cares?
Yeah,
blah. Go on.
Anyway. 10705 and was on the end, and you played Dogma off of Extort by KMFDM. That was the
great
song that I played. Yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah.
I thought, kick ass. He should play it again sometime. Well, you just put it on the end of today's show, 862505.
Well, it's a good song then, eh?
And
play twice.
It's like 826. That was like 8 months later. I used the same song again. He goes, it was a good show, and hearing a little KMFDM made my night. Thank you so much. Now, I have some people who sent me some songs. They're like, Sean, you're using repeat songs. Yeah, because I like those songs. Like, it's my show. I can do that. And some of the songs, it's hard. Like, if you listen to the early shows, every song at the end was, like, very pertinent, super message. Some of the other songs, not so much. I try not to use songs twice too much.
And people have to remember that you do this 5 days a week. And that's a lot of shows.
That is a lot.
170 today is the 170th show. So try and remember 170 songs that you have or have not played in clips. You have or have not played somebody.
Yeah, and people are like, you used that clip before. Note it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Good. Keep paying attention.
Let me know when I use it the third time.
You're so clever. And that letter was from BlitzCon. Moving right along.
Yep.
Dear Sean, I just wanted to thank you for the rant at the end of Season 1, Episode 8 of Patrolling.
Which one was that?
Not a clue. A long time ago.
I don't know either.
A long time ago, at a very low in my life, I heard Henry Rollins, I think I know you. I know that song. I think I know
that's
you.
That's a really good rant. Good rant. Yeah.
And it really helped me understand that I wasn't as strained as I thought I was. To be honest, it really saved my life. And I've heard that a lot. Like, Hank's stuff has saved a lot of people, man. There's a lot of people.
It's a really good rant.
It is.
Very good.
The rant at the end of that episode had the same kind of honesty and, for want of a better word, empathy. I think I found in I Think I Know You. I am far from normal. I can admit that. I put on a good show, but I find more often than not I'm pretending to feel this way or that because it's what's expected of me. It's rare for my facial expressions to actually reflect my emotion. The odd thing is I don't understand why I am who and what I am. I don't consider myself to be an extremely intelligent person, so that's out. I am perceived as being very intelligent, but I just happen to understand things that are important to the current situation. Well, that's called critical thinking. I'm not really as smart as people think I am. Well, you don't know that. You don't know that because you don't know how smart they really think you are.
Yeah.
Anyway. I've always been interested in things I'm not supposed, quote-unquote, to know. Usually these things are of technical nature. I'm rambling. Well, not really. You're just giving me some background. That's good. Rambling is when you go on for, if I have to scroll down more than three times in the email, it's not going on the show. I guess what I'm trying to say is what you're doing makes a difference. It does affect people. I want you to know that you have helped me at a time when I really needed it. Don't ever get discouraged. And that was from Fane, which is
that's
very cool.
Great. That's good feedback.
And that's the kind of feedback that I love to hear. Now watch the patrolling plug. You ready for this?
Okay.
If you would like to see the rant at the end of Season 1, Episode 8, you can do that because the Season 1
it is available.
Patrolling are now available.
And they're selling like crazy.
That
oh, my
scares
God.
Me a little
I'm
bit.
Trying to keep up, but it's very difficult.
And I'm actually, should I No. No, I won't talk about that.
Okay.
But I'm thinking about, you know, whether or not I want to do a season three.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, and I can talk
about
it.
We got to get through a lot of stuff first, and then we'll think
about
it.
Yeah, and there's
it,
a
right?
lot of stuff out
we
there.
We got a lot of cool stuff coming up.
Well,
the thing is
with these episodes, with patrolling, what it is that I like to go out and do stuff.
And we might as well film it.
Now, the thing is, I can't just do stuff like, here I'm going to the water slides. Yay! Look at I'm 31 at the water slides. You know, not so cool.
That would be good SKTFM TV.
Now, and Sim, as you can obviously tell, doesn't give a fuck what I do. He's like, here's Sean getting naked in the beach. You know, whatever. I'll film it. I don't give a shit. I really, you know, he's my dancing monkey. So, you know.
I'll put some music behind it. It'll be good.
You know, and so.
The Benny Hill music.
I have an idea for season three. Do not inundate me with email saying, I want season three of Patrol. You haven't seen
season
two of Patrol. But you know that they're going to email me with that.
Of course.
I'm afraid to get into the really hardcore military stuff with
me
the drilling stuff because it's like the political climate right now is if I even talk about anything regarding weapons on any level.
They expand your file from, say, 100 pages to 1,000.
Yeah, instead of getting the little star, you get the highlighted, you know, flag thing. Where
you go
like,
to the front of the filing cabinet.
Yeah, and then they when you're in the lineup to go through the border, the guy comes through the lineup and they go, hi, Sean, can you get out of the car?
Come on in here.
How'd you know my name was Sean? Get out of the car.
Yeah, you know, just get out of the car.
Just get the fuck out of the car.
We don't want to draw the guns right now.
Ooh, look at all the red dots on me. And so
they're pretty.
Oh, pretty.
Why are they all on my forehead?
Yeah. Ooh, I'm going to dance. Yeah, not so good. So, you know, it's something to think about. Dear Sean, yesterday you were talking about a potential war with China and how much that would really suck ass.
Yeah, it would.
You paralleled that subject by discussing your current occupation of You paralleled the subject by discussing our current occupation overseas for oil. I attended a lecture about that subject. It was explained that China is a rising superpower. I would put it to you that it's more than just rising. It's already there. Not to mention ourselves, meaning America, America is not a superpower, neither is China. China and America are actually hyperpowers, which is one above. A hyperpower needs one or more superpower countries to go against it in order to defeat it.
Okay,
that is what a hyperpower is.
That makes sense.
Which is all of our common dependency, oil. And our Achilles heel. This means that China is dependent on oil.
All
America's
first world
on
countries
oil, are
dependent
on oil.
As
I type, China is looking for another source as well as alternatives. This is the only hold that allows U.S. to have some upper hand. War with China, we can hardly hold our own in Iraq. Question, what's the difference between Vietnam and Iraq? Answer, we had a plan to get out of Vietnam. which is very, and that was sent in by rigor mortis, and it's true. There was,
What was the motivation for Vietnam?
Well, to quote the president of the United States of America, oil is too important to be left to the Arabs.
Yeah.
Is what the president
said.
But
I don't understand the Vietnam thing. Was it?
Well, the Vietnam War, like
every
other. We're
trying to rescue them.
No, that was based upon a lie. There was a lie. There was an incident which did not occur.
Yes.
Where it said that America was attacked. And they went into Vietnam. Now
America was attacked.
Yeah, apparently there was an event which occurred, and you know what? I'm going to get owned on this because my Vietnam knowledge isn't what it should be. There was some kind of attack involved. It was
on American soil.
No, it was a naval. Okay. It was a naval incident, and that's really what started the ball rolling.
Okay, well, they can look it up. Right.
Anyway, yeah, there's some shit, but it was found out later that the attack never really occurred. What a shock!
Whoa!
Yeah, so it was
no way.
Pearl Harbor. Iffy subject. The thing that started Vietnam, which I'm it's not Bay of Pigs, it's something else. I can't remember what the hell it is, but it was iffy.
Okay.
9/11 iffy.
Yeah.
You know, do we see a trend here? Anyway, you know, and now with all these guys in Iraq, they're not leaving Iraq. They've got a super base on their way to being built in Saudi. They're in Saudi now, and it's all about we're going to have bases globally. And unfortunately,
to secure the oil.
You betcha. You betcha. And some of the new tech, the Navy's rolling off the lines.
Yeah,
we're going to be seeing a lot of that pretty quick. That's in the show today, too.
Okay.
Dear Sean, as far as this Lineage mugging thing, this is about the guy who built a bot in the game Lineage. Fantasy game, you build a bot.
Yes.
Mugging people,
yes.
Goes to jail for it.
And
right.
You...
And I'm like,
consequential.
And I'm just kind of like, it seems kind of gay to put somebody in jail for a virtual crime.
Not a virtual crime. It affected monetary in real life.
So what?
then it's not a virtual crime.
It's a hack is what it is.
So are hacking into banks. Is that a virtual crime?
That's a difference. A bank is
same thing. Bank, real money, real
people.
He
created an artificial intelligence bot. Committed the crime.
I could do it for a bank, too.
Well, whatever. Anyway, let's go through this.
Okay.
As far as the lineage mugging thing, it is my understanding that fighting and taking items from players is all part of the fucking game.
True.
So if I use a sword in a way that I'm not supposed to use a sword, and I beat you,
yeah,
right?
Very true.
If this dude had been doing this without the use of a bot, I believe there would not have been a problem, as it is part of playing the game.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Therefore, he should be banned from the game, take away his money, because all virtual anyway, nothing more. Okay, which is his point. In my opinion, this is the equivalent to using loaded dice in a game of Monopoly. I mean, how many people have played Monopoly with a cheater and then called the cops? Granted, he's getting real money for his bot's effort, but once again, is he breaking the laws of the game and should be punished in the game? Okay? That's his point. And that was from Digitus. Again, I would concur. I don't think the guy should go to jail for, you know, doing something that's technically a hack and rather clever. And
definitely not. And the punishment must fit the crime.
And also, he exposed a flaw to the game. So it's a hack. Kind of dodgy there.
At worst, I would think maybe get the money back and ban him from the game.
Yeah.
That would be the worst. Going to jail, he is not a threat to society. Jail is eighth for people who are a threat to society.
And I think I have the answer for jail.
Yeah?
I think I'd like to get rid of all the jails. No more jails. Prisons are gone.
I would like to, too. Ship them all off to an island.
No.
What's
better? I get three times the punishment. There is, you have your taser punishments. You got your shit-kicking punishments. And then you got your taser, corporal.
Both ball corporal.
And
corporal,
dead.
Both corporal. Dead
okay.
punishments.
So, stuff
okay.
that's like, you know, if you're speeding. Oh, and fines. Fine
okay,
state.
Fine.
Fine state.
Okay.
So, if you're speeding, costs you money.
Right.
Okay. You go to the house, and the shit pump's slapping around his wife. Yeah. He gets a 6-second ride on the taser wagon. Okay. Actually, no, that particular one, if you go to a bar and a bunch of guys are being assholes, everybody gets a 6-second ride on the taser wagon. Okay, that's how that works.
Yep.
Okay, distributed on the spot.
Yep.
On the spot. The guy's beating the shit out of his wife.
Yeah.
He gets officially caned, and that shit's televised.
That's a shit kicking.
That's a shit kicking.
Because he's doing a shit.
Oh, yeah, and I'd televise that. I'd make it public. I'd make a spectacle out of it, honest to God. I'd have, like, the current Octagon finalists are now taking on for their warm-up, you know, champion bouts before the pay-per-view event where they take on each other. They now have Ken Shamrock versus White Trash Shit Pump from the Trailer Park.
This is his crime. Shit-kicking his wife.
Yeah, and he gets his ass kicked.
Yeah.
Okay, nothing big.
Everybody
you know, nothing,
cheers.
Nothing crippling.
Everybody
you know.
Cheers. They sell T-shirts.
Yeah, they sell T-shirts, and he gets caned and shit-kicked. Sex crimes, repeat offenders of the wife shit-kicking thing, various other nasty, you know, crimes, pedophilia on any scale.
Yeah.
I drew a stick figure and said, put an arrow towards said child, you know, that kind of it. No, not quite that level, but you know what I mean? Like
writing stories about it, thinking about it.
That one there is, we're
making,
getting pretty
making
close.
Making 3D games about it that don't involve actual children.
Yeah, at some point you have to kind of have somebody get the line. That's why you do...
Real-life kind of
renderings. You'd still need judges. You'd still need judges. You'd still need guys to go... You know, there's a difference between a guy, some child who's 17, draws a picture of a 14-year-old girl who he's got a fantasy about, who looks like she's 25, and because of the math involved, she's actually a minor, therefore he's a pedophile. That's not a pedophile. Pedophiles are, you know, some guy who's, like, past 20, who's, you know, fantasizing about a prepubescent child. That's a pedophile.
Obviously okay. need for judges.
Well,
to judge this, because there's no clear-cut line.
Well, yeah.
14-year-olds and 14-year-olds. Not really pedophilia.
I'd judge it myself. I'd walk, no, he's fine. And we'd be like, I don't agree with you. And I'd be like, I don't care. You know, I really don't care. But yeah, there's a lot of people out there that need to get killed. Like Death Row. Why are they waiting? Do-do-do-do-do. Buck. Do-do-do-do-do.
That's
do,
why
do,
I always
do,
wonder.
Buck.
If capital punishment is legal.
What, are you going to charge up the chair?
What are they sitting around for?
The reason why we'll never see that is because the prisons are nothing more than slave wage. I believe that the prison complex is going to turn into slave camps.
Oh, it already,
it's going to be forced labor.
Yeah. It has. It already is. They're answering phones for booking telephone flights, and they get your credit card number.
Oh, do they?
Yes, they do.
I did not know that.
Yes, they do. And they make all various sorts of things for different companies.
First World Sweatshop. Woohoo!
It is. And they make no money, almost no money at all.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
And, well, if things like fraud and credit fraud, no more credit for you.
And these prisons are privatized as well.
Yeah, which is bad. Yeah. Private site crime does
paid
not
for
pay.
By you.
Yeah, yeah.
So
go
they
see.
They can make money off the prisoners.
Acquire the film Fortress.
Yes.
Thanks for calling. Okay. Is this one over here? Dear Sean.
Dude.
You said Thursday that they're broadcasting Bluetooth commercials from billboards. Sad, sad, scary, scary. Did you hear about
that.
This?
Yeah, yeah. I heard that on your show.
Sick and weird. My idea, Rant Radio anti-commercials. I drive around with a full-scale computer in my car, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, mobile distro. I wonder what size video clips you could shoot at a time. If your older Rant promos will fit, it's on!
See, that's just as bad.
That's just as bad.
It's advertising for us instead of another thing. It's just as bad. But if you made commercials about, say, the fact that they are doing commercials to your Bluetooth phone and the possible infiltration of viruses going into it, et cetera, et cetera.
That is
not
a commercial.
And how to turn it off.
That is not a commercial. That's a public service message.
Yes. It's information.
I prefer people talking to people one-on-one so it's not broadcasted. So if you meet somebody and you think, you would be cool. I like you. Right.
Yeah. Or how about spreading the knowledge of how to turn off your Bluetooth on your phone? Because probably they come on by default and most people don't even know how to get rid of it.
I just had a thought. This is kind of because you're sitting there burning CDs.
Yes.
Constantly. I wonder if it would be possible because it costs a lot of money to print out the Bloodstained Rabbit.
It costs a little bit of money, yeah.
I wonder if people would be willing to pay, you know, just to keep the cash coming in. And if we get the money from the audiobook CDs, we could do a second printing. So what if we just kept selling the spoken word CDs of the book for, like, say, I don't know, $5 a CD or something like that, whatever it would cost.
Yeah.
Okay. And then when we get enough of that, we use the profit from the audio CDs to do another run of the books.
That's a decent idea.
It is a decent idea. And I'm recording it live on the show, which is kind of fucked up. And I'm not meaning to drop that on you.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd have to talk about it. It would probably cost more than $5. I don't know. I'm just saying that would be an interesting way in case we wanted to run another like printing of the Bloodstained.
Yeah, because
and if
because
we didn't get enough, then that's fine. But people could still get the audiobook.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That would be good.
That would be cool.
Because these Bloodstained Rabbits, I had to buy all 250 all at once.
That's right. And we were all kind of gambling,
cost, right?
And I'm like, oh wow,
will
do
they
I ever like that?
Will they won't? I'll have a whole bunch of books sitting around.
This will be the first thing that
I've
ever been involved with that involved an investment that actually paid off. So you know,
it's amazing. They sold really well, which we hope to expect, right? Because people really like your stuff.
Well, you like that, but
it was the first book.
We never put out a book before. Next one we'll do more. You know,
because
we know I'm more excited about that's going to be the book.
It's a bigger book.
Yeah, it's big. It's a fat book,
and it's a newer book.
Oh yeah.
So.
It's a better book.
Yes,
it's a much better book. A Woman's Journeys Through the Lands of the Dead. Anyway.
Always good.
Always good. That one was sent in by Caber Lord. So, Caber Lord, don't do that. Dear Sean. Well, the reason they got that. That's how it starts. Dear Sean. Well, the reason they got. Because they know I know what I'm talking. What he's talking about here.
Yeah.
This is the guy who got his ranch taken from him. Okay. He was the guy in the States. Okay. There's a dude in the States.
Yep.
All these illegal immigrants crossing his property.
Yes.
Okay, to invade the United States.
Yes.
Okay, so he grabs one,
holds
him, because he's holding these guys who are illegal immigrants.
Yes.
While they're there, I guess they're like, he hurt me.
Okay.
Okay, whatever. You'd be an invader, you're lucky I didn't shoot your ass. But anyway, so they come in, they seize him, smack him around a bit, and now they suit him. I don't know how the fuck that works. They suit him, and he lost his ranch. He lost the whole fucking house. He lost everything.
Okay.
Okay, so the reason they got that guy from Ranch Rescue was that he was a felon. Here in the States, felons are not allowed to own any firearms, so that's why he lost everything.
I see. Okay.
The problem there, of course, is you get a felony for damn near anything and everything anymore. Here in North Carolina, if you get caught speeding more than 15 miles over the limit, that's a felony.
First time. Whoa.
Although in most states you can go sometimes go before a judge and have it removed from your record, but that's completely at the judge's discretion. So if the judge doesn't like you, fuck you, you're on the out.
Ooh.
I'm personally kind of curious as to what that guy was convicted of that made him a felon, because they don't say.
Could be any.
Could he be
speeding? Could be speeding.
Did he beat somebody up in a bar fight? You know, a bunch of rednecks decide to punch each other out? I don't think he should be a felon.
Could be fresh out of jail.
Who knows? We don't know.
Yeah.
Also, thanks to former President Clinton, woohoo! If you have any kind of domestic violence reported against you, you are now banned from owning a weapon ever.
Reported.
Again.
Just reported.
Reported against you.
Anybody could do that.
Yeah.
Bye-bye guns.
Yeah, I broke up with my husband. It's really bad. Fuck him. He smacked me. No more guns for you, and he likes guns, so that'll fuck with his world.
Yeah.
And don't think that that's not possible. The worst part about this law is that it's vague enough that you were to get into a shouting match with your significant other, and the police come due to a noise complaint, and they file a report on it. You are banned from gun ownership under this law.
Seems a bit hard.
That's fucking retarded. Luckily, around here, most of us cops know about this and don't file reports unless somebody took a beating.
Okay.
So, it, again, it goes back down to the law enforcement officer who, you know, is the sharp end.
Makes the decision.
And they're not all evil. I don't care what anybody says. And that was from Fat Ninja, gun hoarding freak from North Carolina. Who I love Fat Ninja. He's my trucker buddy. Yep. I love that guy, yeah. He's my trucking apostle.
Spreading the gospel across
the gospel
United
across
States.
The trucking world. You betcha. He's my infiltration so I can steal the market from Art Bell. Dear
right.
Sean, this is a long one. Whoa. It's big puffy-chested Sean time. Looks like wearing WOG amber tints have done me some good. Wearing the WOG amber tints. This is the
amber
yellow
tints,
glasses,
yeah.
Which I was wearing today because it's cloudy. While it has been sometimes rumored that I may have a problem with dyslexia, I never really gave it much thought. I have some minor reading problems, so I'll live with it, and that was my attitude. All right, so dude has a problem reading.
Right.
Okay, whatever. However, after wearing WOG Amberton glasses, I found reading a bit easier.
Really?
This I found surprisingly good nude, but never made a big thing of it.
That's really strange.
It is strange. But then after having a general eye test done telling the optician this, I then find that there's a direct link to visual reading problems and dyslexia.
Visual reading problems.
Yes. Check this out. After doing further research, I found out that we've shown about one-third of the children with visual reading problems can be helped greatly by cheap yellow negative blue filters. Yellow cuts out the blue end of the spectrum. The blue seems to inhibit the visual magnocellular system that controls focus and movement of the eyes.
Wow.
Crazy. They assess their visual monocellular performances by testing contrast, motion sensitivity, and eye control. The children who received the yellow glasses did extremely well compared with the placebo. This difference was highly unlikely to have just been due to chance, percentage of 0.05%. The improvement, less than that actually, the improvements probably occurred because the yellow glass had boosted the performance of their visual magnocellular system by reducing inhibitory import from the eye's blue receptors. It looks like I'm one of those people that this can help. It's strange how a silly fun comment about wearing anti-corp WOG glasses has ended up helping me in an unexpected way. And I found out, incidentally, that my mood is great. I will feel bad. I'll put on Amberton glasses.
Yeah.
My mood immediately elevates.
Really?
Like, yeah, it's like because I, you know, I get depressed sometimes.
Yeah.
So, you know, because I do the fucking news every day, and it's pretty hard to stay cheerful with that shit. So you can either go, I'll listen to Radiohead, or you can fucking cowboy the fuck up, walk out, and get things done. Okay?
Yeah.
So tell others out there that if they find that reading comes easier wearing the glasses, check out you know, some links on it. But remember, it says, helped greatly by cheap yellow filters, not expensive ones.
Right.
Okay, so you don't have to buy expensive shit here. And it warns against how this was taken up commercially in the USA and UK. Each child is usually individually prescribed special color, so the glasses tend to cost a lot. However, the visual magnocellular system is mainly influenced by only yellow and blue light. So these only two colors should make a difference. So don't get sucked into some fucking money-making scam.
Right.
Go down to the local gas station. Buy yourself a pair of yellow specs for $9.
Out.
Get them, give them a go and, you know, have at. By the way, your book, which is Bloodstained Rabbit, the first one, I enjoyed it. Loved the layout. I had problems on the black writing on a very white background, but then I know why. Haha, glasses on. Also enjoyed the spoken disc. I'd say keep doing them. Remember, visually impaired people need escapism, too. Ever thought of offering that to that group over there?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's totally a low blow. What about the blind people, Sean? The blind people who are
blind
your fans.
People.
You're going to fuck over your blind
they
fans.
They love your
I'm
radio
like,
show.
Oh, man, that's that. Ow, man.
That's just
Ow.
Heartless and cruel, Sean.
Ow. Also enjoyed, you know, and that nymph Y-Simaru, who's druid Y-Simaru's
yes.
other.
I see her in the IRC all the time.
Oh, yeah? She's hanging out? Being cool?
Yep.
Has a blind internet user mate who aids to help him use the net. And they are now, they are out there underrepresented and catered for, but not really there, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry for the drawn-out email. All the best, Druid Y. Simmeru. Which I'm like, huh.
That's awesome.
Never really thought of that. And it's kind of cool to imagine, you know, because whenever you think of blind people,
yep.
I never think of blind people like real blind people. I always think of the movie Blind People. You know, the guys who look really scary. Because whenever you see blind people in movies, they're scary.
Yes.
They're samurais.
Yeah.
Or they're scary. You know,
yeah.
the old ones with no cataracts, the blind priests and stuff like that.
Where their eyes are all...
And they're all, like, white and cool
white.
Like that.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I get, you know, I listen to after now. You know, that's the good shit, you know, as far as I'm concerned. Sort yourself out. I have none of it, but I do have an opinion piece.
Okay.
Message. Dear Sean and Sim, I have been watching the 11 o'clock news lately, and I've noticed...
It's painful.
...that their format seems to be made to confuse you. They mix bulletins and local economic problems together with sporadic updates and tidbits of weather with the promise, we'll give you more about the weather later in the newscast. It seems to me like they're doing this so the viewer can't absorb the information quick enough. Maybe this is so they can gather significant anger and strike out against the corporate local unions to contest local ordinances and laws. I'd like to get your opinions and Sims if possible. That's from Doobie X.
Well, the news is crap, mostly.
The news is crap.
Because it's just propaganda to sell the commercials in between.
As a matter of fact, a lot of the news is commercials for weapons manufacturers. And
yes,
Lockheed Martin just came out with a brand new jet. Look how great it is. It flies this fast. La, la, la.
A lot of it is commercialization. Yeah. So don't trust it at all. Seek out your own news. I mean, take that in. If you want to watch the evening news, great. But go on the net. Go to lots of different news sites. Go to independent news. Go all over the place. Don't just watch the evening news.
You betcha.
Because there is commercials. Question anything that has commercials in it.
Fuck
because
that. Question everything.
They have to pander to those people who are paying them.
They do. They do. It's sick and weird. Yep. Sick and weird. Speaking of the news, there's always this show as well, which, you know, you don't really need anyone else other than me.
That's
I
right.
am, you know,
straight
everything,
from the source,
you know.
Right here. Don't listen to anybody else.
I would die for you. Anyway, you should do a cover of that. You should do, like, a Marilyn Manson cover of, like,
Garbage.
Crushed by Garbage. Yeah, I would die for you.
Oh, I'm sure there's, like, 5,000 different covers of that one.
I don't think there is. I haven't heard a lot. I think Manson should do one, or you should do one. Parnon Benny should do one. Of course, you guys aren't
really
scary.
The
I should do like Marilyn Manson style
music.
That'd
upbeat.
Be cool. What if I would do like a dark, you know, After Now? No. Captain Willard performing Crush by... In Dead Bad Guy News. A planned terrorist attack on a school similar to the Beslan school siege last year has been prevented in southern Russia, regional officials said Wednesday. That's an interesting story.
Okay.
Law enforcement agencies identified and killed six gunmen in Cherkassk, the regional capital of some crazy Russian fucking name, a republic in mid-May. The Atar TASS news agency quoted Mustafa Zoltan, whatever, president of the republic, saying a meeting on the fight, or said at a meeting on the fight against terrorism. The six militants were found killed in an apartment building in Cherkassk. They were armed with powerful explosive devices and submachine guns. I'd like to understand...
Planted there right after they were killed.
Right after they were killed. And they were new with packing grease right on them.
That's right.
I would like to understand why it is that there's all this craziness going on in, like, Bosnia, Chechnya. Like, normal people do not want to rape and kill and set up rape camps. How the
or
fuck...
Or kill school children.
Like,
yeah.
That's not normal. Like, you wouldn't really find that in North America. And it's not a racial thing. It's not
yeah,
like we're
you never
all the
hear about that here.
No rape camps. No, we're low on the rape camps.
Or killing school children.
Yeah, generally as a terrorist strike. You don't usually
see
that.
It's not effective.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Why
it
would you
do, anything.
Do that? I don't understand it. Is this all about the hate? Is this what's going on? Apparently, the group of militants included two young women, ages 17 and 18, who investigators had said had been trained as suicide bombers. Again, children being manipulated to be suicide bombers.
Right.
It's a programming issue. The report comes as the one-year anniversary of the Beslan school siege approaches. More than 330 people, many young school children, were killed last September at the Beslan school siege in the Southern Republic of North Ossetia.
How many?
330 people, many of the school children. Didn't you hear about this? Huge fucking thing. I mean, the
yeah, I think I remember.
There's
that.
A bunch of kids got geeked. Yeah, everybody, they were setting off explosions. It was fucking horrible.
Oh,
horrible.
Wow.
Yeah, there's coffins in the streets. Fucking wretched, man. It was just that the suffering was unbelievable. And you look at this and you go, why in the fuck would you do that?
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, so...
What did it achieve? Just to anger people?
Well, you know, that really happened.
Yeah,
that's a real event.
That's a real event. People
that's
died.
That's a real event. People died. There is no conspiracy. It wasn't done for any reason. That is terrorists doing shit against people for whatever fucking political reason.
Yeah. We're going to do this because of this.
And so I will present this story here as Exhibit A as to why I believe the Army is necessary. Thank you.
Well, that's obvious.
Yeah. Well, no, not
there's
really.
There's crazy people
because
out there.
There's all kinds of shithawks out there that believe that. No, we can all just get along. No, we can't.
No,
there's fucking psychos.
That's
okay?
Impossible.
And you need to have very, very highly trained people to geek these assholes.
I think most people can agree that there is need of defense.
On the internet?
Because there's crazy people out there.
No. The Army's bad, Sim. Army's bad. Oh, yeah.
You're seriously telling me that there's some people out there that say we should do away with all military.
Fucking right.
All defense.
What do you think the anarchists are all about?
No, totalitarian control.
Yeah.
The anarchists could be about their own military organizations.
Oh, well,
them.
Welcome to the land of warlord fucking states.
I mean, it's not very nice.
Yeah,
but,
it's not very. No,
they just don't want government controlled military.
Suddenly, we lose all of our first world status, and everybody goes back to third world. Like, go check the world out. Okay, that's how the rest of the world works. Was with warlord states, and I don't want to live like that. Fuck that. Okay, why is it that America and all these first world nations are the only ones with a space program? Again, my end result is get the fuck off world. Okay, that's the plan here. World, one world. I'd like to have a one world government myself. We could sort shit out. You know, I just want to be an evil one world government. I like a one world government dedicated to space exploration.
Yeah.
Like Starfleet, that kind of thing. That's, you know, realistically, yeah, like Robert Heinlein meets Starfleet. That's pretty much my utopia.
Yeah.
If you don't like that, fuck off. Because that's.
Stay on Earth.
Yeah, you know, whatever. You can stay on Earth and talk about goldfish and Jesus and stuff.
Goldfish.
You know, it's, I don't know. In fat news, Americans are getting fatter at a rate never seen before.
Woo!
Go tubby! In the past year, an adult obesity rate of 48 American states and nationality and nationally from 23% to 23.7% to 24.5%, a Trust for America's Health found. In 10 states, over a quarter of the adults are now obese, despite campaigns.
Wow.
Fuck, that's unreal. Despite campaigns alerting people in dangers of overeating. Don't be fat.
That's,
don't be fat.
That's not fat. That's obese.
That's obese.
That's fucking fat.
That's Vegas fat, man.
That's Vegas fat.
Mississippi, famous for its calorific mud pie, ranked in the highest, following by Alabama and West Virginia. A lot of fat people in Mississippi, Alabama, West Virginia. Good eating down there.
Oh, yeah.
Fat. A nonprofit organization said the situation had reached a crisis point and the current policies were failing due to weight. Currently, about 119 million, or 64.5% of U.S. adults, are either overweight or obese. That means that the skinny people are in the minority, and it's only a matter of time before the fat people realize it's time to turn on the skinnies.
Yeah.
And we'll all be.
We're good eating.
Oh, my God. According to projections, 73% of the U.S. adults could be overweight or obese by 2008. We'll be, and eventually we'll all be so fat the invaders will just come in and we'll be like, no! We'd be like trying to run away.
Waddling away.
I think this is all part of the alien invasion plan. Which
I
I'm
think
beginning
to fatten us up, yeah.
I'm seriously starting to believe in an alien invasion plan. I'm thinking 2012, my call for 2012, alien contact.
2012, yeah.
2012, alien contact. That's
all
what I'm
these
saying.
Things were just like little plants here and there.
No. Seriously, we're going to be in a state of war by 2012. The whole planet's going to be a fucking massive state of war.
Yes.
Aliens are going to show up and be like, oh, hey, we're the friendly aliens. We're going to save the world. All you got to do is get on our ships.
Just come on in.
Come on in. You know, how to serve
everyone
man.
That wants to keep on warring, you stay here. But all the peaceful people, come
oh,
on.
Oh, no, no. They declare war and suddenly we'll be like a colony planet. We'll be a nice little slave race for this fucking superior intelligent beings.
Okay.
That's the big plan. That's what I believe. And then, you know, all the religions, they'll have their bullshit they'll do. And over the next 50 years, eventually, we'll just become like a slave race. Why not? We're already all on drugs. Nobody's got their own
that's
brains
right.
anymore.
Very placid.
I mean, and people are like, that's fucking crazy, Sean. That would never happen. You believe in aliens. You're so stupid. Well, you know, if there was going to be aliens, how would you think that they could effectively take control? That's what I believe. I'm saying 2012, alien contact. I do. Yeah, that's my call. So the biggest rise in obesity was said to be in the southeastern states. Oregon and the northwest are the only ones not to seem to increase much because we mountain bike and stuff up
that's
here.
That's right, yeah.
By maintaining a steady adult obesity rate of 21%.
Which is still awful. One in five people are grossly fat.
I love Americans. Okay, I'll tell you, out of every nation I've ever been to,
they're roly-poly and cute.
No, dude, when I was in the States, they were the nicest.
No, they were really nice.
They were the nicest fucking people ever. They're like, hey, you want a gun? I like guns, so it's nice. You know, I mean, they're good people. They're like, hey, how's it going? You know, and people were saying please and thank you when we were driving around the States. I mean,
we
drove,
polite,
like, all down the coast, right
helpful.
Across. Like, well, we got a pretty good fucking cross. We were in New York.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot of America.
We have, yeah.
We have. They're nice people. I've had more assholes in my own country.
Definitely.
You know, than I have had in America.
Super helpful. They were awesome.
I have never understood the problem with black people at all. Like, they say there's a lot of racial issues. I've met white people and black people in the States, and I
didn't see anything.
I can't see a difference at all. I'm like, wow.
I didn't see any problems.
Yeah, nothing. I'm like, well, they were nice to me.
Yeah.
I never felt afraid. I was not like, oh, no, black people. You know, I just,
like,
I didn't
there
go to Compton or nothing, but,
no.
You know, I was just like,
I saw divisions between colors.
Yeah, you know, where black people hang out with black people. Once they realize, oh, they're Canadians, they're like those cute little Canadian guys. You know, nobody ever gave us any stress.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't about being white or black. It was just like, whatever. I don't understand the whole racial thing. It's just weird. Besides, there's one race, the human race. That's the way I look at it. And then they got this other thing. They're talking about the news now. The browning of America. Have you heard about this?
No.
They talk about the browning of America, where they say that eventually white people are slowly becoming brown because of race mixing. So there's this whole term where...
And?
And this is a news story. Why? The fact you even
report
on... Well, it's because...
What's the problem there?
There is no problem, but they're just commenting on it. The browning of America. Doesn't that sound kind of bad?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the browning. It's like fruit. Fruit browns, you know?
Yeah,
and you're like,
it's like...
So the way
what's going
spun,
bad?
And I'm like, no, I think black chicks are fucking hot, personally. I mean, I think the Chinese chicks are hot. I think the white chicks are hot. I'm married, so, you know, you think
and,
all the chicks
and
are
also,
hot.
And also, whatever happens, but, happens. Like,
yeah, you know, whatever. So I don't really get this. And I think sometimes some of the media is responsible for some of this racial segregation. It's just another way to turn people against each other.
Oh, it makes people excited.
Oh, yeah, you know, an awful lot of coverage in just a couple of states where there's a few psychos wearing bed sheets, you know what I mean? Now, granted, there's racism. There is some hardcore racism in the world, okay?
Oh, like, definitely.
Like in Oregon, or not Oregon, what's that fucking state where the anti-gay Coors was all in there. They passed anti-gay laws. The Aspen. Ah, crap. It's just down there.
Maybe it was Oregon.
Was it Oregon? I can't remember. But there's some really like, and it's usually guys with a lot of cash who are old, like European white money.
Yeah.
Who are like, oh, we don't like the blacks in our neighborhoods, which I'm like, whatever. You're fucking stupid.
Exactly.
You know, and people go, you can't say that. Yeah, I can. They're fucking stupid. That's
what
dumb.
Exactly are they doing? What's the problem here?
What's the problem here? You know, maybe they'll teach people how to dance. Fuck, I don't know. Anyway, Cyberpunk Kit, Sat Radio. Now, this is interesting.
Okay.
It's a wearable satellite radio link. It's like a Walkman that takes sat radio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's very nice because it's in the cars, and I haven't heard about the portable ones.
Yeah, no. Satellite Radio has announced the debut of its first wearable.
Wearable.
Like the Walkman, right?
It's
but
wearable.
Wearable's the big, you know, buzzword.
My
right
coat now. Is wearable.
The Cyro, the Cyrus S50. My watch isn't a wristwatch. It's a wearable timepiece. The Cyrus S50, which allows users to capture and store up to 50 hours of Cyrus content. Or
well, that's
mix,
hot.
Or mix Cyrus programming and MP3 WMA files, enabling listening on the go. The Cyrus S50 measures a diminished... Oh, hang on. I don't think this picks it up directly. I think you have to hook this up and download stuff like podcast
Ooh.
Style. The Cyrus S50 measures a diminished 48x99x12mm, so it's tiny.
Yeah.
And includes a full-color display, sleek black interior, voice, blah, 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 blah. When attached to a home dock, here we go,
okay.
Or car dock...
Okay.
Or
yes.
Executive Dock, the Cyrus S50 provides easy access to live content.
Weak. To access to live content. Then you take it with you and listen to the live content later.
Which is no longer live.
It is not live.
So it's basically like it's the podcasting version of fucking Satcasting.
Yeah, it's weak.
It's Sat Podcast. It's Podsat. Podsatcasting.
And
all this can be yours for $360 US.
Yeah.
Now,
no, that's weak.
How do we get on to satellite radio with our stuff?
We just apply.
No, we don't. We mail bomb. We get all
there
the rant
go.
Fans.
There you
we
go.
Get all the rant fans to start sending huge amounts of letters to these guys.
Because there's is a number of different satellite providers, and they have like a couple talk stations on there, like three or four different talk stations.
You
so
betcha.
Let them know about Newsreel.
You betcha. And if you want to help us out, how hot would it be to get me being broadcast through the satellites? That'd be fucking
very hot.
Hot.
And I know that we have some people on our station that are carried by satellite.
Are do we?
Yeah, they're not the major satellite like Sirius.
I don't care. I don't want to be on Sirius. I want to be like on the badass, you
the
know,
rogue.
The gun taped satellites. That's what I want, man. I want the zero reg satellites. I want the max headroom bad Pepsi can satellites.
The ones with the skulls on them, right?
Fucking lights, man. I want that kind of shit. I want the satellites
that go backwards around the Earth, extend it the other way.
I want the satellites that hang out smoke in the bad clusters by the asteroids. That's the satellites I want to be on. Fuck yeah. I mean, just bling bling satellites. Fuck that. In Camborg news, this is a great story. This is a fantastic story. I love stories where
Camborg.
Old people fuck over young people.
Don't
know why, especially the older they are. You know, like, there's that guy in Abbotsford.
Yeah.
This is a true story. This actually happened. I'll do this story real quick. Right? I got time.
Okay.
There's
a little bit of time.
Well, there's a dude, this junkie bitch breaks into this old guy's house, right?
And he's, ooh, I think you told me one.
Yeah,
this
I
one.
Told you this
yep.
one. This junkie bitch breaks into this guy's house. She's going through stuff looking for money. He comes down the hall in a wheelchair, okay?
Yeah.
She pulls a kitchen knife and goes, "Where's the money, motherfucker?" and goes at him. What he doesn't know, and what she doesn't know, rather.
Yep.
is that he was an OSS combat instructor during the Second World War, and a lot of his files are still sealed. So he engages her, falls out of the wheelchair, breaks her arm, shoulder blade, scapula, stabs her 4 times, and practically fucking kills her.
Yeah, guess what? It doesn't matter that he's in a wheelchair.
The best part was is that he didn't actually need to be in the wheelchair. He could walk. He just did it for convenience.
Oh,
so
okay.
In court, he actually grunted, stood up out of the wheelchair, looked at the judge, and said, "Well, son, what have you got for me?" Oh, I love that shit. But in Camborg News, listen to this one. A Brazilian woman, 80 years old, has helped police catch several suspected members of a gang that she filmed selling drugs outside of her Rio de Janeiro apartment. This is a small broad with a video camera who's like all nosy at the window. The police received 2 years worth of secret videotapes made by the woman, leading to the arrest of 15 people, including 2 cops. Bitch with the camera sorting the shit out in
Brazil. She got her evidence.
All sorted out. 2 year sting op. Do you know how much that would cost?
Fortune.
The tapes reportedly show children selling and using drugs in the streets ruled by heavily armed gangsters, and she doesn't give a fuck because she's 80. The clashes between drug
She'll
gangs
take them all
are
down.
Blamed by countless deaths in Rio de Janeiro. Read on that link, man. That's just fucking rad. Also, I'm going to sip through this because I'm running out of time here. But you know that U.S. sniper guy?
No, the one that was shooting out his trunk?
Yeah, the shooting people. Yeah, he's now apparently they're allowed to forcibly feed this guy.
Was he on a hunger strike?
Yeah, he went on a hunger strike 4 days ago, which I've got a hunger strike for you fucks. Why didn't they just kill this asshole? They know he was shooting people. They know he's driving around with a rifle. Just geek the son of a bitch. You know? Oh, okay. Well, it's your choice. You don't want to eat. Fuck it. Die. You know? Allow me to assist you with this. You know, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, here's the food. Eat if you want.
Yeah, we're going to do some police dog training.
It's a lot cheaper if you don't eat.
Oh, my God. And in down chopper news, we got another chopper down in the United States.
Yeah, I heard about that other one. Wow.
Yeah, rock-throwing illegal immigrants near Yuma, Arizona.
What?
Forced a U.S. Border Patrol helicopter pilot to make an emergency landing this week. Customs
How high can those people throw?
Said. No one was hurt in the incident.
Yeah.
But the pilot helped agents on the ground apprehend 17 people attempting to illegally enter the U.S.
Okay.
So while the helicopter was hovering, a group of 10 people on the south side of the canal began throwing baseball-sized rocks at it. So they're elevated, choppers low, so they're fucking just... Because you got to think, a baseball-sized rock, that's pretty good.
I'll go through a windshield.
And I can hum a rock pretty goddamn mean, you know? So if I can hit, I can see that.
I think they may have to amend the rules to fly a little higher.
Well, plus, you know, the blades are moving at mass speed. Ooh, these rocks hit the blades. I mean, that's doing
pretty
damage.
That's
not cool. So, you know, I've got the answer to that. The Marines have this Huey gunship. It's about 3 feet wide, really hard to hit with the rocks.
Yes.
Yeah. And if you throw rocks at a helicopter that's a gunship, I think they should be allowed to blow you in half. Because you don't walk into a zoo and start punching bears or lions, because they'll eat you.
Wouldn't that fall under self-defense?
No.
Quite easily?
It falls under stupidity.
No. I mean for the helicopter pilots.
Well, not really, because they could avoid it. But I think that the whole point here is to stop them from throwing rocks at you. So if you throw a rock at a gunship, that means you would choose to die. You don't go punch out bears. You don't throw rocks at gunships.
No.
Kind of the deal.
It could just fly higher.
They could, but why should they?
Because you can't really throw that far.
No, they can't. But why should they? Again, they're on their own soil. They're invading their soil, okay? And they're attacking a heavily armed gunship. And if you can't figure out that the heavily armed... Because they do it because they know the gunship won't fire on them. So fire on them, and the gunship rock throwing will stop.
Or just arrest them.
Yeah, you could.
It's better than killing everyone.
You could, yeah. But again, you know, I'm not this... But again, we also have to bear in mind, this is invaders. People crossing the border to come into your country illegally.
Yes.
So...
Very bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. But try other means first.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Throwing rocks...
Don't kill them right away.
Throwing rocks... What? They're attacking you.
If peaceful
good chance
means,
of killing you.
But if peaceful means can be established, then do that first. Don't
Fuck
just
it,
kill
cut
them
in half.
Kill them all, let God sort them out.
Not them all, just the ones hucking rocks at my chopper.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah,
all the rocks.
Fuck, wham! Ooh. Maybe
you shouldn't throw that rock.
Ugh, I don't want to live in that kind of a state. That sounds like Iraq.
Well, it also sounds like the Gaza Strip. I was watching that war photographer thing,
yeah,
and there's these guys with slings and rocks throwing rocks at these guys with rifles, and I keep on thinking to myself, why the fuck are you throwing rocks at guys with rifles?
Because there's plentiful. It's plentiful.
I realize that, but why would you do that? That's dumb.
It's good a weapon.
You're not going to win. No, it's not. Against a rifle? again, don't punch lions, don't punch bears, don't throw rocks at gunships.
Yeah.
Hello? Natural
it's very
selection.
Very, 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 very dangerous.
I'm going to love the mail I get on this one. This is going to be
next
good.
One?
Yeah, no, oh. The story I just talked
oh,
about,
yeah, yeah.
About ripping people in half with gunships yeah, because they're throwing rocks at you. You know, that's kind of dumb. And today's daily hack is the Life Straw. Check this thing out. Very, very cool. This thing's been around for a while. It's a straw that as you drink through the straw, it filters the water and takes out all diseases. So it turns dirty water into clean water as you drink out of the straw.
Very handy.
Super
handy.
Give
for your backpack.
For third world nations, they're shipping them out wholesale. And
good
it works
plan.
For like, yeah, it's fucking sweet.
At least it'll be cleaner.
No, it's like
it
drinking
really,
water.
Really
it's super clean. It's like
oh.
They were giving them to.
I don't think it would plug. I guess it depends.
Well, it's a very thick straw. It's like a. It's about.
I guess this last end filtering. It's not going to get plugged up with like rocks.
It's
and
about
mud
as,
and stuff.
It's
right?
About as thick as a, you know, like a Crayola, like a marker, like a felt marker, yeah. Like a fat one. That's how thick the straw is.
Nice.
And as you suck in through it, yeah, it filters up all throughout the filter that's in the straw,
nice.
And it goes clean water in your mouth. And it's all powered by your own suction. It's fucking sweet.
Nice.
And apparently, it lasts for quite a while too. Like one straw lasts you for like weeks and weeks and weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's fat.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's
so it's
hot.
It's really good stuff.
That is life saving.
And that's all the good stuff I got for you today. But don't worry, I'll be back tomorrow to make sure you get all the information you need to stay alive. This would be, like, don't throw rocks at gunships. This
plan.
Would be a free radio broadcast brought to you by the generous donations of those willing to fight in a time of crisis by not throwing rocks at gunships. And there's 71 people with 5 new ones who showed up this month. And if you would like to help keep this daily news broadcast on the air, not in the air, please visit rantmedia.ca and click on the donate tab. Digital baptisms. This week, Beyond Normality, which is a comic, is now known as Ultra Uber.
Ultra
or
Uber.
U.U. and thanks again to everyone and their assistance in gathering data. If you have access to sensitive information or any other pertinent stories, please email them to Newsreel. That's NEWSREAL at rantradio.com. If you like the music in the background, be sure to pick up the album by Frontline Assembly, Millennium. I'm going to leave you now with a track from that album. Hopefully you got enough room for it. A good track to do first-person shooters by called Vigilante. You got anything else, Sim?
No, that's it.
Outstanding. So until tomorrow, that's what server said. End of line.
They're not the same. I'm an American. You're a sick asshole.
Good to exercise your rights, doesn't it?
Ow.